Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Skylar Jeremias, and I'm an assistant editor at CHE. Today, I will be joined by Clay Ritchie, CEO of Verato, a next-generation patient matching solution for healthcare. We discussed how patient matching technology can alleviate stress for providers and improve patient care. We also talked about the financial benefits this tech can have for hospitals and health systems, as well as potential data privacy concerns. So Clay, just to start us off, could you just introduce yourself and tell us a bit about Verato and its purpose?
Hi, Skylar. I'm Clay Ritchie, the CEO of Verato. And at Verato, we have a single mission in life, which is to be identity experts that enable better care everywhere. Our mission every day is to be the single source of truth for identity that provides healthcare and government organizations a complete and trusted 360-degree view of their customers, providers, and employees. And with the digital revolution that's happening in healthcare today, there's never been a more important time or need for our technology and services.
Now, what is patient matching and what is it used for?
Sure. So, The sad reality is because of the complexity of identity, when a typical patient presents themselves for care, whether it be at a clinic or at a hospital to check in for a surgery, 10% of the time, their identity is actually misinterpreted with who they actually are. That's for any number of reasons. There's a lot of Clay Ritchies out there. Sometimes we have different pseudonyms. We use nicknames, and for whatever reason, the identity of the patient is misunderstood. And that problem is exacerbated as you think about moving to a digital world where now there's all these different ways of digitally engaging consumers and patients. What identity matching is all about is when I'm looking at a patient's health record or any information about that patient, how do I actually know whose information that belongs to so that I can make really important care decisions around that patient? How can I coordinate care for that patient? And how can I really engage that patient in their care to have the best outcome at the lowest cost? So it's just a really fundamental, seminal idea that we all take for granted, but when you think about 90% of the time we get it right and 10% of the time we get it wrong, that, you know, there's a lot of work to do.
What makes Verato's patient matching tool different from others? How does Verato's patient matching solutions work to address issues in healthcare?
So at Verato, we did a couple of things that really created a next generation patient matching technology solution where we're seeing customers across the care continuum, whether it be providers or payers, HIEs, pharmaceutical companies, med devices, and other healthcare technology platforms start using our technology. And we developed intellectual property around referential matching. So historical identity matching solutions was using algorithms and probabilistic matching in order to predict if I have this information about this person, is it the same person I have this information about over here? And I'm going to predict using an algorithm whether or not they're the same person. What Verato did that was unique is we've invested almost 10 years now in building out a referential database of every person in the United States so that we're able to, in a much more accurate way, match a person's information that we have with all of the information we have around that person holistically. And sometimes, for example, we might have a person's last 10 addresses, for example. So we have lots of information about the everybody in the country, and that allows us to have much higher rates of matching. And really, this matching world, it's a game of how do you increase your accuracy around matches, while at the same time don't have too many false positives, because in healthcare, the stakes are really high. And a false positive, meaning I think you're Clay Ritchie, oh, I got it wrong, has really big consequences and dire consequences for Clay Ritchie if you get it wrong. So with the historical legacy solutions have historically had around 65% match rates in order to minimize their false positives. And what we've been able to do with our referential matching technology is get that up to 95% plus match rates with equivalent or even less false positives. So it's safer and able to match at a much higher rate.
What financial benefits do patient matching solutions provide for hospitals and health systems?
So as you think about what's happening in healthcare today, the ability to match patients with a high level of certainty is critical to any health system's business model or any of the players in the care continuum. And the typical areas where being able to have a better match or better understanding of who the patient is, it impacts several areas of creating value for our customers. One area is for the last 5 years, healthcare broadly has become much more of a consumer-based strategy where every CEO now, whether you're in a health system or if you're a payer, you have a goal of like, how do I digitally engage and better acquire patients and consumers into my service lines, into my organization. And by being able to understand and match, well, first of all, one of the best ways to do that well is to show your consumers that you know them and you understand them. And consumers expect an omni-channel experience. They expect that if I engage with a health system by filling out a web form about knee replacement, that they're going to be able to understand that that's the same person who did that, that also just showed up with my one-year-old for a checkup. This coming week, I'm showing up with a checkup for my one-year-old, and they want to be able to have a very seamless experience across all their various different channels of communication and platforms of care. So, by being able to have an increased or a better tool for matching patient identities, you're able to better acquire patients at a faster rate because you're able to show them more quickly that you know them and be able to curate the services that those patients need to deliver better care for them. So it's a win-win. If you're able to show the patients that you know them and you have a better able to market to them the services that they need, well, at the same time, your marketing to them is better because you also know holistically the 360 degree of that patient. You know, you're able to provide them exactly the services that they need, and therefore they're more likely to buy them from you. So that's one area which is it's much more efficient acquisition of your patients and better management of their long-term lifetime value. The second area is we've been shifting over the last 5 to 10 years from a fee-for-service world to a fee-for-value world, so value-based care in healthcare. And as you think about how to manage the risks with value-based care is that you need to be able to understand your care populations, and you need to identify the people that are at risk for chronic conditions and to proactively manage those patient populations. And you can't effectively manage those care populations and identify the risk if you can't identify the patients and their data that's associated with them, so that actually goes into the risk stratification analysis that the population health tools are using, for example, to make those determinations. So by being able to better identify your patients and understand that the patient information that you're using for your risk analysis around population health that actually belongs to those patients and not another patient helps you better understand the risk of those individuals and then better in a proactive way manage their care. And then the third area is, you know, with COVID over the last 18 months, 40% of patients in the last 18 months have actually had a telehealth episode. So if you think about before COVID, that number would have been probably less than 5%, mostly because there wasn't any means of getting reimbursed for a telehealth visit. And with COVID, we were able to have reimbursement. But and also obviously with COVID, with the desire to have all the discretionary procedures stay out of the hospital while we're dealing and fighting with the crisis. So in a world now where the digital front door is becoming so much more important to health systems, for example, as they think about their strategy, their ability to better identify those consumers and patients at every exchange, whether it be a patient who's doing research for care options, who's trying to find a provider, trying to schedule an appointment, and then trying to have that appointment fulfilled either through a telehealth visit virtually or in person, not, you know, being able to have the patient identity and knowing that who that patient is as they present themselves across all those different points of the care continuum and their care journey is critical to their ability to actually to convert that opportunity into revenue and to deliver not only better care, but at a lower cost.
What other healthcare technologies can patient matching tools work with?
So where we see our solutions working well today in a health system's current architecture or infrastructure is in several key areas. So one, every health system who is becoming more thoughtful and more sophisticated and innovative with respect to their CRM tools, so their customer relationship management tools, are finding that there's a huge need to be able to have better identity matching technologies like Verato that are built into the cloud and can interface easily with their systems. So for example, Salesforce.com, HealthGrades.com, now Mercury Health are good examples of technologies where if a health system is using that technology, we can make it better by using Verato. Of course, their EHR systems, whether it be Epic or Cerner or Meditech or CPSI or any of the various vertical specific EHRs, such as practice management tools that you might find in various specialties, they all have a significant need to understand the patient and to be able to match the patient identity with their health records and information that they have. So they all have significant benefit in using our solutions. And then I think finally, population health technologies, those technologies that are taking data from both claims data, which is de-identified data, but then also identified data in a health system about the patients that they know, they're putting all that data together and they're stratifying patients into cohorts by risk. And they have a significant need in order to, if they can better identify patients with their data, they can then use that data to understand what patients are going to more likely have comorbidities and have chronic conditions that they want to proactively get ahead of and better manage so that they can bend the cost quality curve. So those are three good examples of categories of technologies that we work well and actually enhance and make better in healthcare.
Now, how does Verato's patient matching solutions tool address data privacy issues?
So data privacy is a really big issue today in healthcare for a number of reasons. And I think where Verato really comes into play is across a continuum of risk factors that we help mitigate. The first one is the fundamental one that I mentioned earlier, which is if 10% of the time you walk in or you engage with your healthcare provider and they misidentify you, then the ability for you to have your privacy to be protected is diminished by a factor of 10% because your information is going to be commingled with another patient's, it's going to be shared with somebody else's. And the idea of that information somehow coming back and being attributed to that, I think that risk is higher. So by being able to have 100% certainty, if you will, of this is the right person and this is whose information it belongs to, that is really critical for data and privacy. The second one is, over the last 10 years since we passed the High Tech Act, the United States healthcare systems have spent over $500 billion in digitizing healthcare. So it wasn't that long ago when you went in to get treatment, your practitioner would have a paper record of you and they would go back to a file room of folder, a room full of file folders, and they would pull your record out, they would update it and put it back. And then if you're in the hospital, it would be sitting at the end of your bed. Well, the whole vision of spending, why did we spend $500 billion as a society? And why did the government say you should go do that? Otherwise you're going to have penalties or reimbursement. It's because we had this big vision for liquidity of healthcare data. Because we thought that if we digitized healthcare data, it was in a cloud somewhere and digitally there, that we'd be able to flow it at the right place at the right time to whoever needed that information so that they could deliver better care for you and to be a better outcome at a lower cost for the patient. And in today's world where you don't necessarily trust who's, the fidelity of that data and whose data it actually is you're looking at, it really prevents the liquidity of that data from flowing. And that's, for example, why many of your listeners when they go into a care setting, they're asked to fill out the same information over and over and over again. And they're thinking like, gosh, why do I want to trust this person with my life if they literally can't even keep up with the basic information I've given them about my allergies and my preconditions I've had, the medications I'm on. They keep asking me over and over again. The reason they do that is because they can't trust whose data, that data that they have that really belongs to you. So from a privacy perspective and security, being able to actually know there's a one-for-one match between this person and this information that allows the privacy and security to be protected, while at the same time we can flow it to exactly the people who need it. And finally, with various regulations that have been that are evolving now today, there's a lot of pressure now for there's mandates for health systems to be able to create seamless, easy scenarios where a patient can give consent for their information to be shared in a more meaningful way. So, and we're helping facilitate that consent as well through our identity matching technology. So great question. And I believe that once identity matching technology like Verado's is ubiquitous everywhere, that's when you're going to start seeing really the data and privacy concerns, the security concerns come down, and the flow of that data really starting to meet the vision that we had for it, about 10 years ago, when we all started spending the $500 billion we spent today to digitize that data so we could deliver better care.
And lastly, where do you see this technology going in the future?
I think in the future, we can envision a world where no matter where we are, whether being in the United States or in the world, when we need to have access to care, we can walk in, we wheeled in, we can be unconscious, and we can be at a place where we need that care, and our information will be holistically available and beamed down from the cloud to that person making that care decision at that very moment in time. It'll be secure, it'll be safe, it'll be reliable. We'll have patient consent built in so that information is being shared with who has a right to have it. And we all have 100% certainty that there's a one-for-one match. That's utopia. That's what we're trying to work towards at Verado. Today we were laser focused on understanding how to deliver that match for individuals. Tomorrow we're now working on, well, it's great that we can now help you identify that one-to-one match so you can actually have that trusted, secure exchange of information in order to deliver better coordinated care at a patient level. But we think there's a lot of other information that health systems and providers need to more holistically care for that patient. So one of our visions is, if you think about SDOH, social determinants of health, how can we also create package up information such as SDOH data, enrich our referential database that we have about all the people in the country, incorporate SDOH data, and then deliver that information to our customers so that when they're thinking about making care choices, whether it be reactive in the moment or proactive to help prevent and deliver long-term good care coordination for our patients at risk and our people in our society at risk, they'll be able to have more information than just the information they have, but also meaningful information around SDOH that we can provide them. So that's one of the key areas we're looking at that we think is critical to help build, to really, when you think about that 360 degree view of that patient and consumer, we want to make sure that those that type of information is also included. And that's one of our key priorities for the next 12 months.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias.